Prologue 2016. Ben. I worry that it's too late, that I should have done this years ago instead of burying my head in the sand and letting my marriage drift. My sobriety feels different this time, and these past few months I've been nostalgic. I'm praying it's not too late to make amends for the hell I've put her through, to start again. I've been thinking about how it used to be when we were first married, on our honeymoon, when we couldn't keep our hands off each other. The hotel staff couldn't help but smile when they saw us. We were so in love. Those early years were so good. Finding the house in Somerset, trying for a baby, convinced that life would go our way, that we would get everything we ever wanted. I hope to God it's not too late for us to get back on track. Let's face it, I'm not an impulsive man, I'm a scientist. I don't do anything impulsively, other than the years I was drinking, but I'm sober now. My doctor said one more drink would kill me. For the first time in my life, falling off the wagon isn't an option. I've had 9 months without a drink, and this time I feel great. The only thing that's not working is my marriage, and I can't blame her. I've put my poor wife through hell all these years. The drinking, the blackouts, the disappearing for days at a time. I can't believe she's stuck by me, although, if I'm honest, it's in name only. We've barely spoken since I started working in London. When I'm home on the weekends, we pass each other like ships in the night. I know she's still checking the bins for empty bottles of vodka. I thought I'd made my amends to her for the years of pain, but it wasn't enough. I can feel her slipping away, withdrawing so completely into herself that I don't know if there's a way to fix things. I need to do something big to try and win my wife back. I need to surprise her, to remind her of what we used to have, if there's any hope of making it through the next 25 years. I lean my head against the window of the train, speeding past the London suburbs, racing past the terrace brick houses and weeds climbing over the embankment. But I'm not seeing it. Not today. Every few seconds, I pull out my phone and look at the screen, at the 2 boarding passes for Heathrow Monday morning, British Airways to Nice, where we'll pick up a Hertz rental and drive up to the column door, the hotel where we spent our honeymoon almost 25 years ago. I'd never been to the south of France before. My wife had, of course, but not to that hotel. Her parents owned a house somewhere nearby, so this was special for both of us. The pair of us were such lovebirds. We barely left the room to explore. We spent our days getting up late and eating fresh croissant on the terrace under the huge Magritte mosaic wall, lounging by the swimming pool all day, our legs entwined, barely able to concentrate on the books we'd brought. She teased me for bringing science journals, but she wasn't any more interested in the novels she'd packed. We only had eyes for each other. Her skin was so pale it was almost translucent, and her hair so red it glowed. It hung thick and long, almost touching her waist. We would stand in the pool, my wife wrapped around me like a silky coiled octopus, covering me with kisses, only breaking off to look at the 4th finger of her left hand, laughing because she said she couldn't quite believe we were married. "Evil Ben," she'd say. "I'm married to Evil Ben." I'd laugh along with her, partly at the ridiculous nickname, but also because I couldn't believe it either. I was married to one of the most beautiful girls I'd ever seen. A girl who seemed so out of my